I welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And you know that means you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you, every single person who is listening, breathing, and has the ability to think, has the opportunity to change his or her financial situation. And that is what I am here to help you do. I have to tell you, I am still just riding so high off of this past weekend's WVON Family Financial Care Expo. Yes, I went on and added another word to the name of it because it just was such an empowering day. I walked in to financial empowerment and you all did not let me go until you got your financial empowerment. And I'm getting so many questions, many emails from people about starting a home-based business. And I am discerning fear because I just got a call from somebody today. Actually, no, I was on a radio show. Let me be clear. So I am the host of the Millionaires Roundtable, which is my radio show. Thank you, WVON. Thank you, iHeartRadio. Thank you, Melody Spann. But I also get frequently called to be an expert on other shows. So I am an expert on several of them. I'm not even going to name them right now. And also on television, as you know, I've been the financial expert. I was the financial expert for the Steve Harvey Show. I was the resident financial expert the entire final season for Steve Harvey. I am now the resident financial expert for Access Hollywood, BET, Home and Family, and coming up several other shows, as well as we have been working on something for me as well, where I am the host and I'm helping people with their money. So because of that, I get so many questions and emails, and I know I get emails from all of my listeners as well. And the number one thing that I'm discerning, and I heard today, and I said, everybody should start a home-based business. I said, I have learned everything that I learned from Sandy Bakken. Sandy Bakken used to be an IRS attorney. He hired, he used to train all the IRS agents, and he left the IRS many years ago. If you all know me, you know Grandma B, and you know Sandy Bakken. So if you know me, if you know Lynn Richardson, you have heard me say these two names. Grandma B, rest in peace, passed on, and you know she's my little angel, keeping me moving and going and growing. And Sandy Bakken is my tax angel living right here on earth. So he left the IRS a long time ago. I know I've been following him for 11 years, and I've been consistently learning everything that he teaches because he is an expert on the U.S. tax code. And Sandy Bakken says everybody should have a home-based business. As a matter of fact, he says if you don't have a home-based business, you are brain dead. He says, what are you, brain dead? And I don't want to go that far and insult anyone, but I'm almost there. Are you brain dead? Everybody needs a home-based business. And then he's telling you all of the money you can get back legally, ethically, and morally. So the first step in getting a home-based business is understanding that you were born with a witty invention. I get that from my very dear friend and big sister and soror, Dr. Vicki Johnson, her book, Soul Wealth. It's a book about healing, about prosperity. It's a great blueprint for you to get yourself to the next level, and it's just magnificent. But she says everybody has a witty invention. Everybody has at least one witty invention. That means every single person has something that you have that you can do probably better than anybody else, and you have to make a decision if you're going to do that thing. I'm going to add to that. Everyone can teach somebody something. What do you do? I don't care what it is. You could say, I don't do anything except direct traffic. Well, you can teach people how to not get hit by a car. You can teach other people how to go through that process to become one. If you are the board operator, you can teach engineer. There are so many things that you can teach if you know anything and if you are breathing. And that's why he says if you brain, you got to be brain dead if you don't have a home-based business. And I'm almost right there with him. So today, the young lady said, well, how am I supposed to know what's going to make it legit? What? Come on now, y'all. You cannot let fear stop you. And here, let me tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going to frustrate me and irritate me and ask me to prove to you why something is or is not legit. You either believe it or you don't. And this is the other thing that I'm going to say. We are so quick to believe a lie. Let me repeat. We are so fast to believe a lie. Do you know how many people I know who have been scammed out of their money? Who have been scammed out of some get-rich-quick scheme? People get emails where the people tell you to put in your information and you're going to get money in your account. And you believe that so fast. And I know I got family members who have fell for that. And not only did the money, they got the money, but then they took out the money that they put in plus and then some. And then they're running around with negative accounts and all of this stuff. I had another situation. I know somebody. They thought that somebody was going to give them some money. So they were told to go meet at the mall, give the person their debit card. Are you crazy? So we will believe a lie quicker than we'll believe the truth. Let me end right here on this before we go to a break. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And if something don't sound right, don't let fear stop you from doing it. Use your power with love and your sound mind and discover the truth. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy, and we'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And so, yes, the Bible says God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So I want us to get out of fear. Fear is probably the number one reason why we don't have any money. And I'm not going to say we, because then I'd be including myself in that. Fear is the number one reason why people who don't have any money don't have any. I am certainly not discounting that there have been things in society that have happened, and there have been foreclosures, and things have happened, and bankruptcy, and, you know, recessions. Those things have happened. But you got to get rid of fear so you can move to the next step. You got to get rid of fear of being audited by the IRS, and you have to go and get an education. Get a financial education. Understand the difference between being an employee and having a business. Do both. Keep your job as an employee, but also have your home-based business. Because when you have a home-based business, you can write off things that you're going to spend money on anyway. Let me repeat. When you have a home-based business, you can write off things that you're going to spend money on anyway. Now, here's the problem. People have gotten audited. That's because they didn't have any records. That's because they couldn't keep up with all of the receipts, or they couldn't document where they were and what they discussed. So if you're going to get your money back, let me tell you something. You're going to work for your money one way or the other. You either got to work to go and get it, meaning you have to wake up every day at the same time, or maybe not the same time, but you have to wake up every day. You have to get yourself together. You have to get out of the house. You have to go where you have to go. Even if you work from home, if you work from home, you're working all the time anyway, around the clock. I feel like I've worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the past 20 years of my life, literally. Because when you work from home, there really are no limitations. Like, I could just go sit at my desk in my office and just go work at any given time, get lost in that thing, and just stay in there forever. So one way or the other, you've got to go get up and work to get the money. You've got to go and hunt for the opportunities. You have to be a hunter. You have to be a storyteller. You have to be a thinker, and you have to be a dreamer. And if you are not all of those, that's what I talked about this past Saturday in the 21st century CEO discussion, then you have to go hire those people to fill those roles, because your business is not going to operate. So if you got to go get up every day to go get the money, don't you understand you got to work to keep it? You got to work to keep your money. And let me tell you something. If you want to get it back, you have to work even harder. Nobody's giving it to you easy. As a matter of fact, if you are getting it easy, and I tell this, I say this all the time. If you are filing a 1040 EZ, life is not easy for you. Let me repeat. If you file a 1040 EZ for your taxes, life is not easy. That's the only easy money that's coming. That $3,000 or $4,000 tax refund, that $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 tax refund. But guess what? Life ain't easy, because almost every person I know who gets the earned income credit and all of that, they get that money back on their taxes. They get that money back that day, and then they're broke for the other 364 days out of the year. Is that what you want? No, that's not the lifestyle that you want for yourself. It certainly isn't the lifestyle I want for me. And I remember being young in my 20s, married with my child, and I thought, wow, this is great. I'm an adult. And I wanted to give back adulthood so fast. I wanted to turn around and be a kid again. And I remember times in my life when I was broker as an adult than I was as a child. I was like, I had more money when I was 10. I did. I had money to go outside. I had money to go to the candy store. I had change when I was in high school. I had money to take care of my transportation and meals. And when I would go on trips and things, grandma always had my back. And as an adult, I found myself sometimes not even having $5 to my name, or only $5. And I had to take that $5 and I had to feed my family. And there was nothing else. So I know what it is to have nothing. But let me tell you what's going to keep you there. Fear. It's not the government. It's not the color of your skin. It's not the neighborhood that you live in. I'm in all those categories. I grew up in the projects. Which side of town? The southwest side, south and west. So I've got it all. I grew up in the projects. I am a black person. I am a female. Everything that should be stacked up against me is actually the building blocks that I use to keep on climbing. And so you can do it too. Now, what I will say to you is, I'm so fearless that the only thing I'm afraid of is my fearlessness. I'm like, okay, I'm almost scared of what I might do or what I might not do, because I don't have any fear. Do I get afraid sometimes? Absolutely. And what I choose to do with fear is to keep moving anyway. I'm not even going to tell you to get courage. I'm just going to tell you to keep going. You'll get the courage later. You'll figure out later, oh, I had courage. But don't try to get courage. Just keep going. So I want you to get a financial education. I don't want you sitting around twiddling your thumbs, thinking everything that she said is good, but doing nothing to empower yourself, okay? And don't let them tell you anything. See, the number one thing that starts to happen, they said, first of all, who is they? Where are they? How much money do they have to give you to live the life that you're looking to live? What did they put in writing before you? So if you're going to compare concepts, you're going to compare things that have been told to you, then get it in writing. Don't just speculate on what you heard. Go and research and educate yourself. So when we talk about they, this is what I always tell people. I don't care about anybody's opinion. Opinions do not pay bills. Have you ever heard of an opinion that paid a bill? Show me one. It doesn't exist. So we want to forget people's opinions. You want to forget what people think about you. You want to forget all of the turn up and the cuddling up and the cuffing and all of that stuff. And you want to get your money right. And I'm here to help you do it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, The Talk of Chicago. We have to take a break because it's 1230 on The Talk of Chicago for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And today, we're just talking. We're talking about moving past fear. What are you afraid of? Do you have any fears? Call me at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. I promise to try to do my best to help you move past them. I think a lot of things that we are fearful of, we have been told stories over time. Those stories become real, and it keeps us immobilized. And the only thing I fear is not moving forward. It's like I'd rather, and here's the deal. Let's talk about the fear of failing. I'd rather fail than never know what could have happened. I'd rather go on and fail. I'd much rather take a step out on faith, let God's grace catch me, fail 50 times, and everybody that I know who has ever done anything great, all of the greats have failed many, 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 many times before they hit the lick, before they made the big deal, before the thing actually worked. Tyler Perry, that first play, I think he did it 7 times before it actually made any money. Who would do such a thing? I don't know if I'd even do the same play that many times. But when you believe in something, when it's in you, when you know that you have it, then you have to be the one to keep moving forward. So I want you to call me so we can talk about some things that maybe you're afraid of. Or can you share with me what have you done to overcome fear? So for me, overcoming fear starts with getting information. And I have done this with everything. I remember the first time that I realized I was depressed, and then I was fearful about being depressed, and then I was depressed about being depressed. Well, then I got information about what depression is and how to get out of it. Seeing the words and understanding that I wasn't alone is the thing that made me go to the next level and get undepressed. And then when I became depressed again, however many years later or whatever the circumstance was, then I knew it. It was familiar, and I got myself out of it. What about losing weight? Many of you know I lost 100 pounds, 12 years ago now? Yeah, it's been 12 years. I got information. I didn't know what to do anymore. I had tried everything, and I was in my 30s, and I did not want to be overweight in my 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. As a matter of fact, I knew the plan that I had for my life. I knew where I was going. I knew what I wanted. And I did not want weight to be in the way. I didn't want to think about weight. I didn't want to try to fight with the weight. I didn't want to have to figure out how to manage the weight. Now, of course, I'm still always battling like 5 pounds. Me and these 5 pounds do not get along. They come, they go, I eat, they come back. It's just a real irritating relationship that we have. But I did not want to battle being 100 pounds overweight. So I got information. I moved past my fear. I was afraid anyway, and I did it anyway, and here I am. I am alive. Anything. You know, I was fearful of leaving my corporate job, but I knew what I wanted to do in my heart, and I knew that I was unhappy at my corporate job. I knew that as good as that opportunity was and as great as it could have been for someone else could have had that job and worked in it for 20 or 30 years, retired into the sunset, probably been a millionaire many, many, many times over because that's the track that I was on to be able to purchase company stock and all of those things. But it wasn't for me. It didn't make me happy. So I stepped out on faith, and I thought I was going to become the Black Susie Orman. And look, here's kind of what happened. Okay. So I wanted to be able to empower people. I saw that she was doing it. I thought that I could be the person to do it for my community. And I was given an opportunity by Russell Simmons to do just that. And the rest has been history. Let's talk about something else that I was afraid of. After I did that, then I was afraid to go on television. Let me tell you, the first time I did the Steve Harvey Show, I was scared to death. Inside, I was nervous. Outside, I was nervous. I may have even had heart palpitations. I don't know. I just know my whole inside felt crazy, like butterflies in my stomach. I didn't know what I was going to say. I was trying to remember the script because in television, it's different than radio. In television, you get a script. I created the script, but, you know, still, I had to remember what I was going to say. I had to remember the couple who I was going to help and kind of remember the points that I needed to make with them, because everything has a meaning and there's a means to an end in television. They are looking to tell a story and you have to stick to the timeline. I was scared as all get out. Of course, when I watched it and people said how good I did, I had no idea that that was me on stage. When I was looking at the show, I did not identify that I was the same person, because how I felt inside was not how I showed up on screen. I showed up on the screen looking like I had it together, but inside I was a mess. So if you are a mess inside, it's okay. Just keep going anyway, because chances are what you're feeling inside is not real at all. What you're feeling inside doesn't have any power. If you let truth and love be your number one tool to get to the next step of where you're trying to go. So this home-based business thing is a big deal. I am in business with, let me count them. I've got about 15 new business partners in Chicagoland. I didn't get a chance to talk about them yesterday. Esther is on my team. Gail, congratulations. Daryl, Lillian is on the team. Very excited. Hugh is on the team. Paulette, so happy that you are part of the team. Leela is on the team. Patricia, let's see who else. Joyce, Miss Joyce, yep. Bridget is on the team. Vanessa is on the team. And I am just excited and delighted to be in business with all these great people. Oh, Brenda. Brenda's also on the team. So glad that you are part of my team, Brenda. And Alicia. Alicia is also on the team. There are two Alicias. Alicia, who was on the stage with me, who's a part of Lynn's List. She's on the team, but there's another Alicia as well. And then I don't know how to pronounce this name. It starts with a V. But I'm just going to say Miss Williams is also on the team. So these are people who have decided to move past their own fear and start a home-based business. And, you know, if you win, great. If you lose, start all over again. Just figure it out. So I'm excited about them being a part of the team. I'm excited about training and leading and developing. Let me tell you who else I'm looking for. I am looking for every person who is out there. If you do real estate or if you are in the mortgage business, I want to teach you a few things. Because when I was doing real estate, when I was doing mortgages, when I was doing insurance, I was at the top of the game. I was number one in everything. I had all the systems. I had the customer service. I knew how to get the clients. I knew how to keep them, even the ones who weren't ready right now. So I created a level one training program, level one training program for sales professionals. And everybody who I have seen explode has gone through that training program. Monica Poland has gone through that program. Cecilia Marlowe has gone through that program. Janaea Kennedy has my level one training materials. All of the financial professionals who are really doing it, who are in the game, who stick in the game. Now, I got out of the game, and when I came back to the radio and reached out to them, they were still using those processes. So if you are in the financial services industry and you do real estate, you do mortgages, you do insurance, reach out to me. I made the $1 million roundtable. Now, that's a different than the millionaires roundtable. The millionaires roundtable is a radio show. The $1 million roundtable is the official club in the insurance and financial services industry for the top producers. And I made the $1 million roundtable in like 6 weeks. It was record. I was number one at Prudential. So I know what to do to help you if you are in business. The thing is, you have to be willing to fix the thing that you want to. You have to be willing to face the thing that you want to fix. You cannot fix what you will not face. So if your business is not thriving the way it should, don't stay stuck. If your finances are not where you want them to be, don't stay stuck. If your life is not moving in the direction that you envisioned, it's not too late to get back on track. All you have to do is raise your hand and say help. Go to LynnRichardson.com, click connect with Lynn, and ask for help. It's just that easy. And if I can help you, I will. If I can't, I will put you in position with somebody who can. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. So let's get over our fear. If we're afraid, let's do it anyway. I want to talk to you about the seven simple ways to legally avoid paying taxes. Now, everybody who is listening, you can get a free copy of this book from my mentor, Sandy Botkin. You should go to my website, LynnRichardson.com, and click Connect with Lynn. Or you should go to LynnMillionaire.com and reach out there. Either way. So there are seven things that you can do to get money back on your taxes. Tip number one, vehicle deductions are the single largest missed deduction on taxes for life, period. But it requires work. You actually have to track your mileage. You have to know where you went, where you came from, and what you're going to discuss when it comes down to business. And once you see how much money you can get back, it becomes impossible not to do it. So here's what you can deduct. If you drive a car for business, you buy the car in a business name or whatever the case may be, you get to write off the interest that you pay for the car. That could be $500 a month. That could be $6,000 a year. The gas that you put in the car, that could be $200 to $300 a month, $400 if gas prices are high. So that could be anywhere from $2,400 to another $4,800 a year. I just told you $10,800 right there, up to $10,800. What about the insurance that you pay for the car that you drive? That's another $200 a month. That's another $2,400. So that right there is over $13,000 in tax write-offs just for your car. Here's another one, meals and entertainment. Now, there are some changes. You cannot pay for entertainment anymore, but you can pay for business meals. So when I want to discuss business and I'm hungry, I have a business discussion over a meal. So it becomes a tax write-off. I'm discussing referrals. I'm discussing new business opportunities, and it's all a tax write-off. If I have a business dinner in my home, be careful not to call it a dinner party because you cannot write off the party part. Everybody can eat. You can write that off, and then you can go and entertain yourselves or each other some other kind of way later. Your home office. If you've got a home office, there's a huge tax deduction there, whether or not you own the home or not. It's all something that you want to work through with your tax preparer. Hiring your kids. You guys have heard me talk about that. That's the number one thing. That was the big, humongous game changer for me. But I want you to remember, when I first started learning from Sandy Botkin, I went from writing off $20,000 to $80,000. At that time, you could only write off up to $5,000 per child. That meant I got another $15,000 in tax write-offs. So I went, that's $15,000 plus $20,000 is $35,000. But there was still a whole bunch of other tax write-offs that I did not know about, for to the tune of another $45,000. So hiring your kids is huge now because it's $12,000. So 12 times 3 is $36,000. 10 years ago, I was getting $15,000 off write-off for hiring my kids. Now I'm getting $36,000 for that same write-off. So that's a huge one. So number one was the vehicle deduction. Two was meals and entertainment. Three was your home office. Four, hiring your kids. Number five, deducting the tools of your trade. If you are a home inspector, if you are some kind of a tutor, if you, anything, tools and resources that you use in your business to do your business, those can be deducted as well. You also need to learn how to offset the cost of your health insurance. So if you pay for health insurance premiums, or if you pay for, insulin or any kind of ongoing prescriptions and medication, most people cannot write that off. However, Sandy Botkins teaches you should have a home-based business, hire your spouse or your family member to work in that home-based business, pay them a minimum wage, set up a health care reimbursement account for that person, and then now that person can pay for those medical expenses out of that account. This is now a business tax write-off to you. It's not a medical tax write-off. It is now a business deduction. But you don't care where you get to deduct it as long as you get to deduct it. This, for some people, is upwards of $20,000. Things like braces, things like, you know, your child has to go to the dentist, cavities, you know, crowns, glasses. If you have a medical need to have yoga or Pilates, all of these things can be written off. And then you also want to make sure that you are properly documenting everything, 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 everything. So I'm going to be teaching classes. I'll be back in Chicago quite a bit. I'm working with my team to set up the schedule. I'm working with WVON to bring something really, really great in 2020 because we have a wealth vision for 2020. And I see you in it. I see you thriving. I see you prosperous. I see you happy. And I see you having multiple streams of income. And I see you having residual disposable income so that you can enjoy the life that you dream of. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host. Reach out to me at LynnRichardson.com. Follow me on social media at LynnRichardson and at LynnMillionaire. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.